I love the way I'm feeling now. They'll come use your again. Yeah. Okay. I admit, I really do not know that song. But we are going to ignore that fact and focus instead on how I am feeling so good right now, okay? But let me do normal. Hi guys, how are you doing today? And welcome to another episode. Okay, scratch that. Welcome to the final episode for season one of the Value Cafe podcast. Yay! I am beyond excited right now, which is why I actually started with a song that I really do not know. But anyway, we move. This month has been about me having a roundup series of the previous series of the podcast since I started, and talk about a series within a series. It's really a wonderful feeling for me because I made it to 12 freaking episodes consecutively dropping every Tuesday. Please, 12 might sound like a small number, but I'm all about celebrating small wins. And if you were there at the beginning, at the start of this podcast, this was really me just putting both feet in water and, you know, going out on a limb on this to start, because as I mentioned before, I used to have a track record of unfinished projects, and this was a major one for me that I was really scared to start. And I made it to 12 episodes. I made it to the end of season one. But then it has been a beautiful but, you know, challenging journey to sticking through to this, having laid back conversations with my friends, you know, to share on our personal life journeys, our lessons, our thoughts, our opinions on things, our struggles, our wins, and so on and so forth. And then, you know, I've learned a lot personally. I've connected with people more. I trust that, judging from the feedback I have been getting, that this has been great value for your time too. It's also about me being personally accountable to myself. I know, reinforcing the image of the kind of person I want to be, you know, consistent, reliable. And here I am on episode 12. I'm so proud. But then, moving on, in this episode, I titled it "To You With Love," because this is basically me wanted to share some things with you with love. So first off, I love you, and I am grateful for the gift of you. Whether you are someone who has listened consistently, whether you are, this is your first time of listening, whether you just, you know, just stumbled on this podcast and this episode in particular from the Discover or the Explore page of whatever podcast streaming platform you are listening on, whether someone shared the link, you stumbled on it, you follow me on social media and everything like that, I love you and I am grateful for you, and thank you so much for being here. And I'm very much invested in continuing to share value and, you know, share great content that all of us can benefit from, because I believe that conversations are much more than, you know, just coming together to, you know, bond and just and interact. It also helps us to, you know, question our own perspectives, see things from other people's perspectives, and, you know, be able to share our thoughts, be able to share our minds with other people. And that is how, you know, communities are built. That is how people get stronger. That is how some people get changed. And I'm glad that I get to do this with beautiful people in my life, and I get to share those moments with other people all over the world who are also listening in. And so, once again, thank you so much. Going forward, now that season one is over with this final episode, I'm going to be taking a break. So this break is very necessary for me at this period in my life. As you well know, my NYSC shenanigans continue for me personally, and while I'll be sharing some of the stories over the course, I also need some time to, you know, balance things out more. And basically refresh, put more structure, create better systems and all of those things, just to make sure that you, my audience, being gets the best value out of this podcast in the best format possible. So that is going to be happening. I would also like to emphasize that I take feedback, your feedback, seriously, and so I have been putting into consideration all the corrections, the recommendations, the praises, the criticism, and everything I have been getting from you, my listeners, and on how to make this better. Basically, I'm going to be resting, I'm going to be making corrections and all of those things. And so I'm going to be taking a 6-week break. I know it might seem like it's a long time, and this is me hoping that you people don't forget me. But again, I know that, you know, as they say, out of sight is out of mind, or out of hearing is out of mind. But this is just something that is a very important part of my process, and I need to do this. So I'm going to make this a 6-week break. So from now to the end of August, I won't be releasing new episodes, but season 2 of this podcast will be resuming on the first Tuesday in September, which is September 7th. So September 7th, make sure you run down here, make sure you run here, because you're going to be having some, you know, juicy, awesome, dope, whatever good description you want to give it, you're going to be having that awesome stuff coming at you. So yeah, I'm going to be dropping it like it's hot. Okay, but of course, in the meantime, I'm never going to go quiet on you, my, you know, my family members, as you are now a new friend. So I'm going to be sharing content on my social media page. So if you are not, please, you don't want to miss out on this, at the Value Cafe Pod. So on Instagram and on Twitter, and you can also follow me on my personal page at the Value Other, or you can basically just search for my name, Esther Opone, and I'll definitely pop up on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, which my Facebook is dead. It's practically dead. On LinkedIn or anything. And yes, my email is not there for decoration or just to, you know, put a touch of formality to it. Feel free to, you know, shoot me a mail at thevaluecafepod@gmail.com. okay. And so yeah, so in the meantime, follow, engage, you know, share, listen to the podcast again, share with your friends, keep letting those feedback come in. I really love getting them and listening to them or reading them, as the case may be. I want to also emphasize that you can have a say, and you do have a say in how next season is going to be, because you actually have the opportunity to either be my next guest or you suggest my next guest. So if you have any topics in mind that you would love me to explore, to discuss, if you'd love to come on the show and, you know, have that talk with me, or you'd love to listen to me have that talk with someone else, yes, you can totally do that via the link. Just nominate or volunteer or sign up to have that talk. Come season 2, what are the things that you should expect? So you should one, you should expect that you're still going to be getting value, you're still going to be getting quality content, and I'm never going to go back on that, definitely not. And if anything, I'm just going to get, you know, more precise, more valuable, it's going to get, you know, more interesting. Rest assured that you are going to be getting quality content and, you know, solid value as usual. Then number 2, if you listen to the podcast trailer, I mentioned that I was going to be having conversations with myself and my friends, and I did a lot of that with my friends, but this is literally the first time I'm actually having a conversation with myself and you in that's what I meant in that context. And so you should expect, I'm going to be doing more of that in the next episode 2. So of course, I'm going to be having talks with my friends and you know, guests, and across a wide range, you know, collaborating more and all of those things, but I'm also going to be coming on by myself, you know, to share, because I feel like I know that while I enjoy conversations with other people, which is always very enriching for me and them too, I also have been using that as an avenue to hide. And so I'm going to be challenging myself to put my thought out there more by myself, so you know, conversations with myself. Number three, another thing to expect is also to delve into more daring topics and have more difficult conversations. Of course, this is not for the purpose of, you know, going viral or chasing clout, or you know, just doing anything to get on trend, or you know, follow the latest fad. But I'm just going to venture into more, so maybe relatively more controversial and difficult topics, and of course you can expect that it's going to come with all the authenticity, all the rawness, and all the honesty that they require, even no matter how difficult that might be. And hey, I'm also going to emphasize that this podcast is not about, you know, being expatsy or being all up there or being that big speaker or anything. So you're going to hear a lot of, I never knew that. Oh, I don't know the answer to that. And I'm willing to learn and go back to listen or to read more on this and everything like that. Because this podcast is it's really about us, you know, not being formal, just, you know, having a safe space to, you know, converse and navigate different phases of our lives together. So as time goes on and as we resume the season 2, there are going to be a number of things that I'm going to be updating you on, and I believe that we will learn and we will grow together. So those are the things that you are going to expect from my season 2, starting from Tuesday, September 7th, 2021. Haha. Okay. And so there you have it, folks. Thank you so much for joining, for being here. Do well to share, invite your friends to listen, go over again and again. If you have questions, if you have clarifications, if you want to collaborate, basically, and if you just want to say hi, please feel free to do that. Via my WhatsApp, send me a WhatsApp message. On IG, you can send me a DM or a comment. You can send me a mail. And because, you know, we have been good, and I'm so proud of us. I'm proud of us. I'm proud of me. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of my guests and everything. And so, with a round of applause, I officially draw the curtains on season 1. See you on September 7th. Bye.